Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Yes, we celebrate Pastor Tover's wedding and their marriage together with Christine. They're back from their honeymoon at yan. Halatang halata naman ano, ngiting-ngiti ang dalawa pag nakita mo sila. So we celebrate them today. Couple praise reports. I want to share with you, ito pong nakaraang buwan, since this is the last Sunday of June, couple of things that we want to give thanks and praise God for. Kung hindi nyo pa po alam, sometime this month, nagkaroon po tayo ng baptism, nagkaroon ng water baptism, pero hindi po sa ICS, not here at the church. Naglakbay pa sila sa probinsya. Isa po sa ating mga circles ay nagkaroon ng water baptism. There were about 6 that were baptized by one of our circles. Ito po yung tinatawag na GMR circle. Ayan, you can see it on your screens. And so we praise God for these lives. Come on, let's give God praise sa mga buhay na ito na nag-publicly commit sa Panginoon. We celebrate that. If you are one of those people who want to be water baptized, and sabi mo, ano ba yung water baptism, para saan ba yan? Again, this is the command of the Lord, and we see Jesus doing this. So tayo po ay kanyang mga alagad. We want to follow Him through the example of water baptism, identifying our life that no longer belongs to us, but belongs to the Lord. Mag-message lang po kayo sa amin, icschurch.connect, to find out how you too can be water baptized. Secondly, aside from our baptisms, ayan, nakikita nyo, no? Full action. This was done in Quezon Province. We also want to celebrate the things that God has done in our community. Ayan po, yan, lahat sila, GMR team na baptized together with Pastor Levy. Many things that God is doing in our lives and in our faith community all throughout this time. At isa po dun, nagkaroon tayo ng pagkakataon to be able to extend. Alam mo yung pag-ibig ng Panginoon, hindi lang natin nadadama dito sa ating location, but it also extends out in our communities. Again, through our circles. At kung nasaan yung mga circles in our strategic partner, Biyayang Buhay Initiatives, BBI, we were able to extend assistance to various people in our community this past month. So again, we want to thank you for your giving. We were able to extend supplies to them, grocery items to them. I don't know if you have any photos of that, pero nakapagpadala po tayo dun sa mga iba't ibang communities natin through our circle leaders. At hindi lang po yung mga circle members ang nakatanggap, nagkaroon pa sila ng extra bags of groceries that were able to be given sa kanilang mga kapitbahay, sa kanilang mga contacts, so that they were able to receive those blessings. So thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, BBI, for partnering with ICS and enabling us to be able to reach not just our circle communities, pero sa lahat po ng communities kung nasaan tayo ngayon. Praise God for these things. And if you are appreciative of these things, click the thumbs up or i-type nyo po sa comment section ngayon, praise God. At kung narito kayo sa kwarto ngayon, sige nga po, mag-thumbs up tayo. Ayan, di ba? Para kunyari, virtual na rin. Ayan. Thumbs up in-house today. Fast Forward is a new series we're talking about today and also next Sunday. It's a two-part series. And the title for today's message is Pause Forward. Pause Forward. Bago po tayo tumawid ng kalye, ano pong ginagawa natin? Tumitigil tayo, di ba? Tumitigil tayo. Na tinuturo natin sa ating mga anak, bago tayo tumawid sa kalye, tigil muna, tumingin sa kaliwa, tumingin sa kanan. When we start driving our cars, so our vehicles, ganun din ang turo sa atin. Kung merong traffic lights o wala, pagdating mo sa kanto, anong gagawin mo? Tigil. Pause. Kahit nagmamadali ka, ang advice is tumigil ka. mag-pause ka. Bakit? Kasi nais natin umiwas sa peligro, umiwas sa disgrasya, umiwas sa aksidente. At sa ating pagtigil sa kanto, when we pause, we can actually end up saving our lives and others. Tingin sa kaliwa, tingin sa kanan, make sure walang incoming traffic na mabilis. At kung clear na, we proceed. We move forward. No? Pag binigyan ka ng assignment ng teacher mo, pag binigyan ka ng assignment sa trabaho mo, before you get into that assignment, bago mo gawin, ano ginagawa mo? You pause. Diba? You research, you try to understand ano ba yung nais ipagawa sa akin before proceeding. So, in everyday life, ito po ay actually ginagawa natin. We take time to pause. We take time para tumigil sa ating mga ginagawa before we endeavor to do anything, before we go anywhere, bago natin na talakayin ang isang assignment, isang trabaho, we pause to think things through, to plan it through before proceeding so that we can be sure tama yung ginagawa natin at magiging maayos yung trabaho natin. If we do this in everyday life, ng ginagawa na, lalong-lalo na siguro, no, when it comes to our spiritual walk with the Lord, na dapat ginagawa natin. Pero how many of us, more often than not, talagang nagiging busy na sa buhay at sa mga trabaho, sa gawain, sa relationships, no, pati sa ating pagmi-minister. But we've never actually, sometimes we forget to pause, and not just pause, but we forget to pray. So, pagdating sa larawan na buhay espiritual, hindi lang po importante na tumigil tayo para isipin at planuhin yung mga dapat gagawin natin. Kasama po sa ating pagtigil, pag-pause, is actually to accompany it with prayer. At dito po sa ICS, ito po isang gawain na ginagawa natin na church, no? As a whole church, at the beginning of the year, we spend time to pray and fast. At in the middle of the year, we also do that. Kaya ngayon po, eto na po yung panahon when we pause and pray. Marami nang nakalatag, I'm sure, madami nang mga plano, marami na tayong inaayos at ginagawa at gusto pang gawin. But as the middle of the year ends and as the second half of 2021 begins in a few days, we want to take time as a church to pause, and not just to pause for a break, but to pause and pray. You know, some people in the middle of the year, yung mga ibang schools patapos na ngayon, and some of you will be maybe going on a trip to take a break dahil nag-open up na yung mga ibang probinsya. In fact, some people, ginawa na yon, di ba? Nag-retreat na sila last week. And that's important to do that. When it comes to our spiritual walk with the Lord, we need to do the same. We need to pause and pray. And we want to pray in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, because when we do this, this helps us in life. Ito po ay nakakatulong para sa ating buhay when we pause and pray. Not just sa mga panahon kung saan, grabe, ang tindi na ng problema ko, kailangan ko tumulog sa Panginoon. No. Many times, that's an important thing to do, pero minsan medyo nagiging huli na yung action na yon. But if we include that from the beginning, in the middle, in the end, how much more life would be if we actually do that. In Matthew 6, Jesus talks about prayer. At dito sa chapter 6 ng Matthew, Matthew was one of the disciples of Jesus, a government worker. Sinabi niya sa kanyang na-witness at narinig kay Jesus. And when you pray, at paulit-ulit yung sinasabi ni Jesus, and when you pray, Matthew 6, verse 5. So sa statement na to na sinasabi ni Jesus, merong expectation na nadating, di ba? Pag sinabi niya, and when you pray, ine-expect niya na ito isang ginagawa na ng mga sumusunod sa kanya. So tanong po sa atin, ginagawa po ba natin yon? Yes, Pastor Jad, ginagawa ko yan. 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Pero hanggang doon na lang. But there are prayers that we can pray outside of those things, and Jesus wants us to pray those things. How do we know? Because He Himself did this. Siya mismo ginawa ito. At dito nga sa teaching niya, no, when you pray, do this, go into your closet, close the door, pray to the Father who only sees you
in privacy. Tapos binigkas siya pa. When you pray, here's how you should pray. And he talks about the Lord's Prayer. Memoryado nga siguro ng ilang sa atin yun, no? If you've grown up in church, you probably memorize that, no? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And you can fill in the rest kung na-memorize mo na yun. Yung bang nais ng Panginoon na i-memorize natin yung prayer natin sa Kanya, or is it more than that? Prayer is communication. That's what it is. It is talking to God. And I love it. I don't know about you, but I love it whenever my children talk to me. No, kahapon nga, na sinabi kanino mga hosts natin before the service began, nagkaroon ng Me and Dad Day. Me and Dad Day. Unfortunately, online lang to, hindi pa in person, pero yung anak kong 9-year-old, yeah, 9 years old na siya, no? Si Ava, sabi niya sa akin, excited siya kasi nung Friday night, tinanong ko siya, sabi ko, ano, gusto mo bang sumali tayo dun sa ano, Me and Dad Day, kasi merong event na gagawin on Saturday. Yung una tanong niya, sabi niya, ano ba to? Online ba to? Or pupunta dito yung tao? Sabi ko, online pa lang eh. Sabi niya, ay. kasi she's wanting, she's looking forward to meeting and seeing people again. Sabi niya, mas masaya sana kung in person siya. Pero okay lang, gusto ko pa rin sumali. So Saturday morning, I woke up first and I woke her up. I wasn't sure kung she's gonna wake up kasi maaga-aga yun for her. Pero gumising siya. Excitedly, she woke up. At nung nangyayari na, no, yung activity, sinabi niya sa akin, sabi niya, this is the best Saturday ever. Wow, sabi ko, grabe. Iisipin natin, no, patanda tayo, napakasimple lang nga ito ginagawa natin eh. Wala pa kang ibang tao na kasama sa room, screen lang yun natin. pero for her, for my 9-year-old, this was already fun because she was able to do something with her dad. So grabe talang, nakakataba ng puso yun, di ba? That was right after that, she gave me a little gift na ginawa niya. Mamaya po, panoorin nyo sa 12 o'clock kung ano yun, no? Sa kids jam, ano ba yung mga ginawa ng mga bata for their dads. And she gave me this gift yesterday. Di lalo pa siguro, no? Lalong talagang natuwa ako. Kasi wow, she actually thought it through. Tapos sa kinip niya yun, isang linggo niya kinip, bago niya binigay itong piece of art na ginawa niya for me. And when we were having that simple conversation, di kami naglalaro, parang na-appreciate ko, you know, having a conversation with your child, she's expressing yung delight niya, yung joy niya, hindi lang sa activity, pero dahil kasama kanya dun sa activity na yon. You know, this is what our Heavenly Father longs for. When we pray to our God, he longs for that fellowship. He longs for that communion. Natutuwa siya, napupuno yung puso ng Diyos. Even if it's not possible sa isipan natin, no? Because He desires that sa kanyang mga nilikha. That's the reason kung bakit tayo ginawa ng Panginoon, to have a relationship with us. Diba? Si Lord, hindi lang isang tao, isilang Diyos na pinupuntahan natin pag meron tayong pangailangan or pag nagigipit tayo. No? Just like sometimes, that's what we do with our earthly father, diba? Pag in trouble, if you're in need. And I'm sure, no, like me, when my child comes to me, meron siya pangailangan, they're in need, gusto ko siyang tulungan. Diba? I want to rescue them from that difficult situation. I want to be able to answer their questions. I want to be able to provide for their needs. And yes, this is what God does for us. Pero higit pa doon, sa mga bagay na yon, nais ng Ama just to spend time with us. Our God just wants to hear us, to enjoy His presence. And when we pray, when we worship, when we just pause and say, Lord, eto lang, I just want to spend time with You. I just want to soak Your presence and to be with You. God's heart is filled. God is glorified. At doon natin nadadama, napapadama sa Kanya yung pag-ibig natin. Alam mo ba, ang Diyos, iniibig tayo, minamahal tayo, kahit wala pa tayong, kahit isang nagagawang mabuting bagay para sa Kanya, or sa tingin natin, ikakalugod niya. Why? Because He's a God that's full of grace, full of love. Wala pa tayong makasalanan tao pa lang tayo, pero gumawa na siya ng paraan para matubos ang ating buhay at ma-restore sa Kanya. How much more when we know of His love and when we encounter His love. Diba dapat higit pa? Lalo pa dapat tayong mag-respond sa Kanya. So, how can we actually do this? When we pause and pray in the busyness of life, just like Jesus did, we end up experiencing life better. So let's look at Jesus. Ano ba yung ginawa niya? Since siya yung nagtuturo nito and we follow him, Jesus did this. Jesus prayed in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. In the very beginning, no? Right after siyang the water baptized, pinag-usapan natin yung kanina, nakita yung mga ibang larawan. In Matthew chapter 3, Jesus was baptized. Right after this, anong ginawa niya? Did he start ministering right away? Yun ba ginawa niya? Did he start preaching right away? Did he start praying for the sick right away? No. Alam mo ginawa ni Jesus? Chapter 4 of Matthew, yung sumunod, the Holy Spirit took Jesus. Sabi nga dun eh, the Spirit took him to the desert. To the desert. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit, it says here in verse 1 of chapter 4, into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and for 40 nights, he was hungry. So before Jesus started ministering, before Jesus started working, he paused and he prayed. Para sa atin, it's going to be 7 days, beginning today hanggang Friday. Pero for Jesus, how long? It was 40 days. 40 days siyang nanalangin at nagfast. Why is this important? We pray to prepare. This is in the beginning. We pray to prepare. What do we prepare for? We prepare for everything. Diba? We prepare for life. Preparation. Prayer in our preparation allows us to know God's will, His purpose. Sino ba sa atin hindi gusto malaman yun? Lahat tayo gusto natin malaman yung kalooban ng Panginoon. Yun po malalaman natin sa magitan ng pananalangin. Yes, the Word of God has been revealed to us, and most often than not, me personally, doon ko nakukuha yung kalooban ng Panginoon when I read the Word of God. Pero aside from God's Word, His Spirit also speaks to us, speaks to me. And I can hear His voice, I can hear the voice of the Spirit through prayer sa mamagitan ng pananalangin. So Jesus did this. He wanted to know God's will. At the same time, He wanted to prepare His life for what lies ahead. He wanted to ensure everything that He needed to be filled with ay mapuno siya nun before He begins. So habang nandun siya sa desert, 40 days nga siya, anong ginawa niya aside from praying? No, whenever you pray and you fast, merong pagkakataon when the enemy will come to try to distract you, to try to prevent you from succeeding in that prayer. At dito po, no, tong 40 days na to, ginagawa ni Jesus yon. 3 times, it tells us, 3 times, the devil came and tempted Jesus. He tempted Jesus with power. He tempted Jesus with, you know, fleshly things. He tempted Jesus with worship. Kasi nga, fully man. See, Jesus, yes, He was fully God, but He was also limited as man at this point. Pero every time the devil would come and tempt Him, Jesus would respond with the Word of God. When we pause and pray, importante rin po na nariyan ang salita ng Panginoon. Nakasama natin ang paggabay at patnubay ng salita ng Panginoon. We don't just pause and pray for the sake of ourselves, just to seek what we want, but we want to seek God in prayer and in fasting, guided by His Word. So that whenever the enemy comes in, para i-distract tayo, andyan ang salita ng Panginoon, to be able to defeat him, to overcome him. Yan ang temptation mo sa akin, etong sinasabi ng salita ng Panginoon patungkol sa bagay na yan. And we will not be easily deceived. We will not easily be swayed sa nais ng kaaway gawin sa buhay natin. That's part of preparation. Praying to prepare allows us to be filled with God's Spirit, to be filled with God's Word, Para sa gayon, kung ano yung kailangan natin gawin, mararanasan natin ang paggabay at patnubay, pagkalinga ng Panginoong Diyos. After Jesus prayed and fasted for 40 days, and He was victorious through this, no? Nagtagumpay siya, even through the temptation of the enemy, it was only then that He started to preach. Work began after Jesus spent time in God's presence. Jonathan Edwards, kilala po ito, isang preacher who was a man of prayer. Sabi niya, isang quote that's credited to him, "Because I have so much more to do today, I need to spend a longer time in prayer before I do anything else." Dahil napakarami kong kailangan gawin. No, sometimes iniisip natin, "Nako, ang dami kong kailangan gawin, dapat gumising ko na maaga para mapasimulan ko na." Di ba? Para matapos ng maaga, makapagpahinga. Pero kay Jonathan Edwards, dahil napakarami kong gawin, dapat gumising ako ng mas maaga pa para mas enough time yung time ko para ipadalangin, idulog sa Panginoon, ilapit sa Panginoon yung mga bagay na kailangan kong gawin. So that when you actually do it, you experience the presence of God, the wisdom of God, the guidance of God, the Spirit of God sa ating activities. Mark Batterson, another preacher and teacher, says, "When we work. But when we pray, God works." Grabe, no? Parang antindi nun. Wow, pag ako lang gagawa, sa sarili kong lakas yun. It's just gonna be all of my efforts and all of my abilities. But when I pray, God begins to move. God begins to move. So sa pagtatrabaho ko, kasama ko ang Diyos. Yung kalakasan ng Panginoon, nariyan. Yung pangunguna ng Panginoon, nariyan. So let's remember to do that. We pray to prepare for the task ahead. We pray before, in the beginning, so that we would have wisdom in our decisions. We pray in the beginning so that we would know what to do. At the same time, Jesus prayed sa kalagitnaan ng ginagawa niya. As Jesus began to minister, Dr. Luke, another follower of Jesus in the first century, writes this in Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, beginning verse 12. Ito, sa point na to, busy na si Jesus. He was preaching, He was healing the sick, right? He was setting people free, calling people to follow Him. Pero pagdating dito sa point na to, meron siya pinagaling na leper. And this leper was healed. Pero unusual, ano? Kasi sa verse 14, sabi ni Jesus, He ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go show yourselves to the priest and offer sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Bakit ayaw ni Jesus ipaalam? I mean, if you did something good, di ba, don't you want to be made famous because of that? Di ba? Pag meron tayong ginawa, gusto natin, "Oy, bida ako. Bida ako. Palakpakan niyo naman ako kasi may ginawa ako mabuti." Di ba? Parang, "Shine the spotlight on me kasi grabe, napakahusay kong tao." Pero Jesus, after healing the leper, sabi niya, "Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Go to the priest, make sure na confirm na healed ka nga." Grabe, no? Di ba? Okay yan. Because priests were the authority then. Parang sa ngayon, pag na-heal ka, you go to a scientist, to a doctor, get a medical certificate to prove that you are really healed. So Jesus would have done pretty much the same thing siguro if He was here today. Pero sabi niya, "Don't tell anyone." Bakit? Because again, this wasn't God's appointed time. It wasn't the appointed time for Jesus to be publicly known. Marami pa siyang kailangan gawin before He would end up being crucified. Kasi once His fame started to spread, ano na yung sumunod nun? He was betrayed, He was crucified, then He died. Pero meron pa mga ibang misyon ang Panginoon. So at this point, experts, scholars tell us, that's probably the reason kung bakit sinabi niya, "Huwag mo muna ipagsabi kasi hindi pa to yung takdang panahon para makilala ng karamihan." There are still things that He was doing. Yet, ano nangyari? Obviously, ginawa yun nitong pinagaling. In verse 15, "The news about Him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear Him and to be healed of their sickness." And siguro kung sa, "Grabe, sumisikit na ako, nandiyan na sila. O sige, pila na." Right? Baka isang ganun lang, tumbahan na lahat. Diba? Mga ganun, may mga ganun tao, kaantindi. Pero ano ginawa ni Jesus? Instead of jumping for joy, being excited, and then praying for everybody that came, ano ginawa niya in verse 16? But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Whoa, he went away from the crowd. Umalis siya. Sandali, sandali. Yan ba yung Jesus na sinasabi mo? Loves everybody? All the time? Yes. Pero obviously, it's the Holy Spirit that was leading Jesus at this point. Hey, you need to spend time away. See, we can be so busy with our activities every day. Sa trabaho mo, sa pamilya natin, no, sa church. We can be so busy with so many things. And there will come a point na minsan na sobrang pagod ka na, yung tinatawag nilang burnout, di ba? Parang mababurnout ka na sa sobrang kapaguran. Even though what you're doing is good. Tama yung ginagawa mo, mabuti, nakakatulong sa karamihan. Pero yung katawan natin, yung pag-iisip natin, yung mga emosyon natin, meron po yung hangganan. Merong limitasyon yung mga bagay na yan. Kaya ang sinabi ni Paul, di ba, there are times when the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak. Kinikilala dapat natin na merong hangganan ang ating kakayanan. And if we try to push too much na hindi natin kinikilala, hindi natin nire-recognize yun, posible, baka bigla na lang tayong bumagsak. And in fact, that happens to some people. Because of fatigue, exhaustion, bigla na lang bumabagsak yung katawan, nagkakasakit. No? And because of this, di lalo tayong walang magagawa. Lalo tayong walang magagawa. And so Jesus, here, it says us here that Jesus withdrew to lonely places, and what did he do? Na? Sinasabi niya ba na, ayoko na, ang daming tao, gusto ko mag-isa. May mga ganun eh. Mga introverts, after a few hours, kailangan, okay, nakaka-overwhelm na, I need my time alone. Yung ba, si Jesus? I don't think so. No, he was perfect in every way. Pero he recognized that being encased in this body, he was also God. He had a mission. He desired many to know him. Kinilala niya pa rin yung pangangailangan to get away with the Lord. Yes, one was physical rest, but also so that there would be a spiritual renewal. Spiritual renewal, a spiritual refreshing, so that he can do and minister some more. Jesus did this. Many times, he would go to lonely places and pray. Ano yung ibig sabihin nun? Dahil lonely siya? No, ang ibig sabihin lang, to be alone and pray. Walang distractions. He would do that early morning or towards the end of the day. And minsan, physically talaga, he would go away. There are times when he would get into a boat, literally. Kasi yung mga tao palapit ng palapit sa kanya, di ba? At wala na siya mapupuntahan. So he would just get in a boat with the disciples and row across the lake. He did this many times. So this was one of those times. Tanong po ngayon, in the middle of our activities, it's important to pause and pray. Sabihin mo, Pastor Jed, bawal nga, di ba? Wala kang mapupuntahan. In the daily activities, you can just, in the middle of your work, di ba? You can take 5 minutes. Minsan nakaka-overwhelm, napupuno ka na. Take a few minutes to pause and pray. If you're in your workplace, di ba? Go to the bathroom. Kasi that's a place you can be alone eh. Wala kang mapupuntahan sa office na andiyan palagi may tao. So, buka, cubicle, sarado mo. And just take a few minutes. Breathe in, breathe out. Inhale, prayer. Exhale, prayer. Submit to the Lord. Sabi natin sa kanya, Lord, na overwhelm ako. Nakakapagod na. Kailangan ko yung strength mo. Kailangan ko yung wisdom mo in the midst of all that I am doing. And pray. Alam ko, minsan, no, sa call center, madami mga nagtatrabaho sa call center, di ba? Nakaka-overwhelm, lalo na nakainis yung kausap mo sa kabila. No? Minsan gusto mo lang i-mute yung mic mo at pagmumurahin. Oh, come on. You know who you are. Di ba? If you're a Christian, instead of doing that, yes, mute your mic, pero huwag mumurahin. Di ba? Idulog mo sa, kay Lord, ilapit mo sa Panginoon. Bakit? Because you getting overwhelmed emotionally, mentally can only go so far. Pero if you pause and pray and say, Lord, bigyan mo naman ako ng patience, Lord. Ang kulit itong kausap ko. Lord, bigyan mo naman ako ng wisdom para matulungan ko talaga yung kausap ko so that, you know, I can help this other person. You know, God is going to answer that prayer. Bakit yun ang nais ng Panginoon? God wants you to succeed. God wants you to be of help to the people around you. Pero minsan, yung 5 minutes, hindi sufficient. Minsan, kailangan talaga natin to take an entire day off. Why? Because that's how God designed us. Kung si God nga mismo sa example in Genesis, 6 days, di ba? He worked. And on the seventh, He rested. How much more for us? So, do this. In the middle, pause and pray. Pray for sustenance and pray for guidance. And finally, in the end, pray. Before Jesus was crucified on the cross, anong ginawa niya? Tinawag niya yung mga close sa kanya, si Peter, James, and John. And they went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Sabi nun, as he usually did. So madalas niya pala ginagawa yun. Original plantito, the Garden of Gethsemane. Mahilig pala si Jesus no, sa garden. But what did he do? We assume, pagpunta niya doon, nananalangin din siya. In Luke chapter 22, from verse 39 to 35, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray. They prayed, he prayed alone. At antindi ng prayer ni Jesus dito kasi yung description physically, yung pawis niya were like drops of blood because he was already anticipating the end of his earthly life. You know, some of us go through the most difficult things in life and we go through anguish. Don't go through it alone. Jesus went through everything, was tempted in every way. But the good thing is, he was triumphant. He was victorious. At yun po ang hope natin. Jesus being fully God, fully man, pinakita niya sa atin through his own life that as man, how we can experience triumph as well. Don't just pray when it's difficult, but even when it's most difficult, towards the end, or feeling mo, end na. Huwag mong kaligtaan at huwag mong kalimutan tumawag sa Panginoon. Because in the midst of those things, God will come in, He will breathe His Spirit so that you will have the strength, the wisdom to complete the task successfully. At napaka-importante po yun. Jesus was able to complete the task. That an immortal, isipin mo, immortal ka, no? Pero now you have to submit yourself to death. He was able to do that because he prayed to his Heavenly Father and the Spirit of God filled his life. When we pause and pray, in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, we're able to live life better. To succeed in our endeavors. When we learn to pause and pray in every part of our journey, do natin mararanasan ang presensya ng Panginoon, ang wisdom ng Panginoon, ang pangunguna ng Panginoon so that we will succeed in every endeavor. That's God's will for you today. So the question is, have you prayed? Have you prayed? Have you prayed about your relationships? Have you prayed about yung task sa trabaho mo? Have you prayed about the difficult situation na hinaharap mo ngayon? Have you prayed before going to bed last night? Did you pray when you woke up this morning? Because whenever we could, we're called to pray, to talk to the Lord. This is conversation with God. Throughout this week, again, if you're part of ICS Church, the challenge is for us to pray. Hindi lang para ilapit o dulog yung mga pangangailangan natin, but so that we could pray and spend time in God's presence. Hindi lang during the prayer stream, but hopefully in the morning and in the evening and everywhere in between, magiging conscious tayo at makikinig, kakausapin ang Panginoon. Let's strive to do that throughout this week, and let's make it a habit beyond this week so that we can live a better life. Life is better when we pray. So let us pray together.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.